Republican presidential candidate George W. Bush campaigns today in Michigan, where he and Vice President Gore are running even in the polls. Yesterday, Bush took his campaign to President Clinton's home state, which remains a Democratic stronghold. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
President Clinton is still popular in many Arkansas towns. Bentonville is not one of them. Here, local pride is focused on the late Sam Walton and his commercial behemoth Walmart that employs more than 1.1 million people around the world. Just outside the Walmart Museum yesterday, Governor Bush ran into a solid wall of supporters, jostling for an autograph, a handshake, a moment with the man they're counting on to deliver the White House back to Republican hands. Standing nearby among the Secret Service agents and the bomb-sniffing German shepherds, one Bentonville resident watched the outpouring with a smile. When asked if this is Bush country, he looked surprised that such a question would need to be asked.
Well, it's Republican country. I guarantee you they could put that dog on the ticket as a Republican and he'd win. If you want to get elected in this county, you better be a Republican.
It was a heavily GOP crowd at Bentonville High School, where Bush stoked the annual frustration at the U.S. tax code by saying Republicans in Congress were trying to eliminate one particular problem, the marriage penalty, but members of Vice President Gore's party were blocking the bill.
It's time for Vice President Al Gore to stand up and show some leadership. It is time for the Vice President, if in fact he wants to make the tax code more fair, to defend the marriage penalty reforms and to tell the Senate Democrats to let that bill come up for a vote. It's fair to get rid of the marriage penalty in the tax code.
In fact, Senate Democrats are in favor of reducing the marriage penalty, but they don't see why Senate Republicans have to spend $248 billion to do it, far more than the House spent on its bill. But the finer points of congressional debate fade into the background on tax deadline day, when Americans are most keenly aware of the bite the government takes out of each paycheck. Yesterday, the tax-cutting lines of the Bush stump speech fell on very receptive ears. As he's done before, Bush surrounded himself with working-class families. He promised relief for the woman who introduced him, Kim Jennings, a struggling single parent.
Kim pays $830 a year in taxation. Under my plan, she will pay no money to the federal government under taxes.
Democrats were handing out calculators that didn't count high enough to capture the tax breaks that they say would go to America's wealthiest families under the Bush plan. So on this issue, at least, the lines appear to be firmly fixed, even though more gyrations in the stock markets and new projections of how big the budget surplus will really be could change the playing field significantly by the time the campaign heats up. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bentonville, Arkansas. We'll be right back.